A suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 68 people. The bomber had targeted a group of protesters. Hours earlier, a series of bombs hit schools in the city of Jalalabad. One child was killed.
Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party began a leadership contest which will culminate in a vote on September 20th. Shigeru Ishiba, a former defence minister who has criticised Shinzo Abe, the prime minister, for failing to raise living standards, is standing, but Mr. Abe is predicted to win.
California's governor, Jerry Brown, issued a surprise executive order to make California carbon neutral by 2045, though it is debatable whether that goal can be achieved. In contrast, the federal government proposed easing the requirements on energy companies to carry out repairs and inspections of methane leaks, which could raise emissions of the greenhouse gas.
In his first speech as Donald Trump's national security adviser, John Bolton threatened to impose sanctions on the International Criminal Court if it brings any action against America or its allies, notably Israel. Based in The Hague, the ICC was founded in 2002 and has had a rocky relationship with America ever since.
Around 1.7 million people were ordered to evacuate the southeastern coast of the United States as Hurricane Florence bore down on the region. The storm could be the strongest to hit the Carolinas in decades. In South Carolina, freeways were converted to one-way routes away from the danger on the coast. On the other side of the world, Hong Kong battened down the hatches ahead of Super Typhoon Manghut, forecast to be one of the strongest storms to hit the territory.
5 days after reopening the only functioning airport in Libya's capital Tripoli, the authorities closed it again because of rocket fire. Clashes between rival militias continued in the south of the city, and Islamic State fighters stormed the state oil company's offices.
Protesters swept through much of Basra, Iraq's second city, torching government buildings, party offices and the Iranian consulate in a week-long rampage. Government forces shot back but failed to contain rioting sparked by contaminated water in the oil-rich but neglected city.
The Saudi-led coalition resumed its battle for Hodeidah, Yemen's main port, after peace talks collapsed before they began. The delegation representing Houthi rebels failed to show up.
Zimbabwe's president Emmerson Mnangagwa shuffled his cabinet, naming technocrats to key posts, signalling his desire to revive a stagnating economy. Among the appointments is Mthuli Nube, an economist who was named as finance minister.
Ethiopia and Eritrea reopened their border crossings for the first time since the start of a war in 1998. There has been a rapid improvement in relations with Eritrea after Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, agreed to withdraw from disputed territory,